An Okotoks mother has started an online petition in an effort to prevent anti-abortion flyers and other graphic material from being delivered to local homes. After receiving a hand-delivered flyer with explicit images of fetuses, Amy Walton launched the petition on Change.org on July 24, which garnered more than 400 signatures in its first 48 hours. Walton is not only concerned about the graphic images being left where children can see them, but that they could also be a trigger for women who have had abortions. They're in full view of children and they're actually actively trying to place them around either like children's toys or at the children's level so they will pick it up, she said. The mom of two young boys wants to see Okotoks Council enact a bylaw similar to one introduced in Calgary earlier this year that would require such material to be inside an envelope with a warning label. Walton said her concerns have nothing to do with what side of the abortion debate someone might be on, but rather are entirely focused on graphic images being made accessible to vulnerable populations. I think everyone's entitled to their opinion. You can say what you want, you can wear what you want and, you know, within reason we can do what we want, but there's just no need for pictures of that nature. I just don't understand how they can get away with it. Walton, who lost twins during pregnancy shortly after arriving in Canada 8 years ago, said seeing such images at the doorstep can be disturbing. I feel scared, like triggered, I can't describe it. It's just so unnecessary and it kind of just makes me worry if I do come into contact with these people exactly what I will do. After I lost my twins, I couldn't even see live children, let alone something horrific happening to a baby. In addition to ensuring explicit images be put in envelopes before they're delivered, Walton would like to see a town bylaw limiting such imagery in other locations, such as on signs or vehicles. Town of Okotoks Sow Elaine Vincent said the issue will be on the agenda at council's next meeting, which is set for August 21. Vincent said the town received quite a few complaints after anti-abortion flyers were distributed in the spring, so council directed staff to formulate a bylaw that was to be discussed in September. After a second round of flyer delivery this summer, she said the issue is being expedited. Council has made it clear that this is not acceptable, so it's being rushed to the next meeting, she said. Vincent said the town has jurisdiction over flyer delivery as well as the display of graphic imagery on public property, but is trying to determine its authority beyond that scope. She said that issue is being investigated and will form part of the report at the August 21 meeting.